With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Smokehouse Creek fire continues to burn in the Texas Panhandle, destroying homes, cattle, and everything in its wake. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the firefighters fighting the fire are extraordinary.
The largest fire in the history of the state of Texas cut a path so large that it exceeds the size of some states in our country. And it would have been far worse and far more damaging, not just to property, but also to people, but for those firefighters.
The fires burned about 1,700 square miles in the Texas Panhandle and has killed at least two people. Also at SRNnews.com, Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley was laid to rest Friday. Riley was found dead last week on the campus of the University of Georgia after she didn't return home from a jog. An illegal immigrant from Venezuela with a criminal history is charged with her murder. Her murder has reignited focus on the growing illegal immigration crime wave in the U.S. Senator Tom Cotton says he's not surprised at reports some 40,000 military-aged Chinese men have been allowed to enter the country illegally over the past 18 months.
Again, unfortunately, you know, if you're Xi Jinping or Vladimir Putin, you look at America and, like, you don't have to worry about smuggling your spies across our border. Like, Joe Biden just lets them fly in and gives them visas to work in their embassies and Washington, D.C., or at the United Nations in New York, or their consulates around the country.
Cotton was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. The two largest pharmacy chains in the U.S. will begin selling abortion pills as soon as this month. Walgreens and CVS will start selling the pills at certain pharmacies in states where it is legal to do so. CVS will start filling prescriptions in Rhode Island and Massachusetts in the next few weeks. They say they will not provide the pills by mail. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the entertainment world.
Hulu, the giant streaming platform owned by Disney, has agreed to air an advertisement for a Texas church. Initially, the platform rejected the spot, saying it violated its policy against, quote, religious indoctrination. The legal group First Liberty got involved, and Hulu has now reversed course. Some critics found Hulu's concern about a simple ad promoting a church to be laughable, given the filthy and ultraviolet content that it cheerfully sells to America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana lawmakers pass a bill that will allow residents 18 and older to carry a concealed handgun without a permit, but the new law would not allow people to carry concealed guns without a permit inside a church. As many more houses of worship are being attacked these days, a growing number of congregations are opting to arm themselves. Some employ professional security guards. Others are deputizing parishioners. This is SRN News. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul came up short Thursday in his bid to block the sale of F-16s to Turkey. Bob Agnew reports from Capitol Hill.
Senator Paul says most who approved the sale only recently changed their minds.
What we have here is a clear case of quid pro quo.
Approving the sale in exchange for Turkey dropping its opposition to Sweden joining NATO. He says last time there was the accusation of a quid pro quo of that size.
Boy, everybody was all up in a lather and they said we have to impeach Donald Trump because it's a quid pro quo. Apparently it depends on what the quid is and what the quo is.
But fellow Republican Jim Risch argued selling the planes to Turkey was easily justified.
They are an ally in NATO.
Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
A brand of hydrogen peroxide mouthwash is recalled for risk of poisoning kids. Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash packaging is not child resistant. More details at SRNnews.com.